sometimes when we have greed to get something, then we think that we want that thing. And then we think that some of Gurudev's services is we think that, well, without Gurudev's mercy we cannot get that thing. And so to get Gurudev's mercy, we're ready to do any sort of service. But then sometimes I feel that then my service to Gurudev is not in right mood, because I'm serving him to get something, not just to please him. You understand the question? So how to adjust this?
Some lessons in question. We take Mahaprasanna. We sleep. We take rest. Do anything. Why we take Mahaprasanna? This is Guru Sevarna. If he sleeps, this is Guru Sevarna. If we want anything, it is Guru Sevarna. We should think first. We should know that I am sleeping for the service of Guru Dev. I am taking Mahaprasad for the service of Guru Dev. I have greed, I want to fulfill it for the service of Guru Dev. Then what?
No contradiction.
No contradiction. I think. Satsarup Maharaj, do you agree with me or no? Yes. If certainly we are doing everything. We want Uttara Radha Krishna. This is not common. At first it is called Nishkam. But we are not satisfied with this Nishkam. This is it. We want to serve Krishna. Only for Radha and Krishna. And Gurudev will be so much pleased by the service of Krishna. So we want also. So greed is for service of our Gurudev Radha and Krishna. Once Maharaj Yudhishthira prayed Krishna that I want something from you. Krishna told that it is a fact of Ascharya. Ascharya?
Process?
Ascharya. Ascharya means what will happen? Wonderful. Yes. I wonder that why you are wanting something from me. I know that you have never asked anything, prayed anything for you. But yet I see that you are wanting something, it is a fact of wonder. What it may be, I want something. What do you want? He told that, I want that I should have a very beautiful wife. And so qualified sons and daughters, and very good kingdom, very brave soldier, and everything that I want, it will be so good that in whole world there is nothing. Understand?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
My English?
Perfect.
Krishna told, why you want so? This is kamna. Kamna means this is desire. Yes. Why you are desiring the very beautiful lady, the beautiful kingdom, all these things? He told that I see in a day that all are very fierce. They are fierce that one who devotes Krishna becomes poor. Krishna takes all good things and he becomes the beggar of street beggar. So all fear and they don't want to serve Krishna. So I want that if I have beautiful lady, wife, so much qualified sons and so much vast kingdom, then all will see that by serving Krishna all things are
given.
So I want that everyone can see that how prosperous I am, how good I am, why with so qualified wife, children and kingdom. And all will come to serve Krishna. If he has not told so, and only he prays Krishna that give me this and this and this, then anyone can be misguided. When he told this fact, we have so much honor for Krishna Maharaj. That his everything is first. He tells, he calls Krishna in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is like stated, that Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Draupadi, Arjun, and he all are praying that, oh Krishna, save me, save me. So many dangerous things have come. So Duryodhan with the help of Jarasandha and all other demons, they have done akraman to us, attacked us. So sadly. Draupadi is feeling so much shame. He should be protected. Actually, there was nothing there. They are pretended worldly that Krishna anyhow should come and we can serve him. So they create something so that Krishna may come there and they may serve him. So all the calamity for Yudhishthira Maharaj and for Pandavas are for the service of Krishna. So bhakta, those who are surrendered souls, fully surrendered souls, what they do, they do for Krishna and Gurudev service. Krishna service is Gurudev service and Gurudev service is for Krishna and Radha. No difference at all. Anything wrong?
Well, an additional question to that would be, but we have to know, but the Gurudev has to say, yes, this is service to me. If I say, I'm doing this for Gurudev, don't I have to know from him that he accepts the service?
If you are so qualified devotee of your Gurudev, he will tell you.
Even if he's not present physically.
But if you are not so qualified, you will know it afterwards. man is preaching, a devotee is preaching. Why he is preaching? He is preaching for his Gurudev, because he will see. He is telling Harikatha to anyone. He is doing anything. He is only preaching, doing and serving. Everything is for his Guru. And this pleasure of Gurudev is the pleasure of Radha. Likewise, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar came to Jan Sarman. Govardhan Brahman.
Yes.
He came to by the order of Srimati Radhika. So he is, Jan Sarma is serving Gurudev. He is serving to Srimati Radhika. But he does not know that Srimati Radhika has sent him and he has come. And he is himself Krishna. So, Guru is very near and dear. What he does for Krishna. So, a devotee should know that the service of Guru is service of Radha and Krishna. If he has separate something, desire, then he is not Guru at all. If Gurudev has any separate wish, then to serve Radha and he is, in my vision, he is not Gurudev. There is something like it. He may be Madhyam Adhikari. He is not Uttama Adhikari. Tomar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Mishayami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that I have mixed my whole wishes in your wishes. Tomar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Mishayami. Bhakti Vinod Tabe Apani Bhulin. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that at that time when my myths, my all wishes to Krishna, I will
forget myself
that I am Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then I will remember that I am Kamal Manjari.
Yes.
But always you should practice Vaidhi Bhakti also. Those Bhaktis who are opposite of this bhav, only they should be avoided. Otherwise, all Vaidhi Bhakti should be adopted. They are essential. Saranam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam atyanam vandanam dashchakshatma nivedan and among 64 kinds of bhakti which are something opposite to any bhav, thai bhav, then there should be death.
You know the story of Krishna Das Babaji? He was about 150 years ago. He was, I heard from one old Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was Siddha Purush. He was in.
For whom he was disciple?
I didn't ask that.
He's not Guru Paramahansa.
Who told me? For Krishna Das Babaji.
For Krishna Das Babaji.
Okay, maybe I won't tell that part. I'll just ask the rest of the question.
Something of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he avoided. Your Gurudev also used to avoid. Something. Only he is doing chanting of her name. This Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj has told this story?
Different one.
No, this one, this was about 150 years before.
Who has told you?
Dinabandhu Maharaj.
Who is Dinabandhu? Nandaram. Is he?
He's come.
He has known this fact by any Sahajiya Vaishnava. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Nuh Thakur, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan Thakur, Narottam Thakur. These are of 150 years or 200 years. Bhakti Nuh Thakur is somewhat 100 only. He was about 100 years before he was present. But he has not accepted all this. We should accept only Guru Parampara, that is Amnayavatya, for all these things. No? Mali Amnayavatya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in an Amnaya. Baldev Vidyabhushan is also less than 150 years. Jagannath Dasa Bhaji Maharaj, Gautama Dasa Bhaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. If there were anything, they might have told this fact.
Now, Krishna Das Babaji is an example of someone who fell down. I'm not quoting him as authority. I'm telling what calamity happened to him and what my fear is, so you can guide me. But I don't need to tell his story. I can ask the question.
About Jaipur? Govindaji?
No.
What?
So I'll just ask the question.
No, you can tell.
I can tell the background. He was supposed to be Siddha Purush, and in meditation he was Singhol Asta Yan Lila. Then some friend of his invited him to go to Dwarka. So he thought, okay, let us go to Dwarka. And he decorated himself with the four symbols of Vishnu and he went to Dwarka. Then afterwards he returned to Braj, and when he tried to meditate, he couldn't get back that lila. And for some days he couldn't succeed. Then one night, Lalita Devi came to him in dream, and she told him that that you have been cut from the list of Braj. Then he felt very much separation, and then some fire started to come from his feet, and he called some devotees to bring some paraphernalia. Then he just paraphernalia for yoga, and then he just consumed himself in fire. So my question is this, that some devotees are requesting me to go to Dwarka for some preaching function. And especially since I heard this story, I feel afraid just to go. Not that I am on any platform. So I wanted your advice whether to go, and if I do go, what should be my mood or what should be my prayer if I go?
You should go. You certainly go. And do preaching. No. It is your duty. Because we are not in that state.
Yeah, I know.
If you are in that state, we shouldn't go. And you are not going to worship Rukmini. You are going only to do Prachar Naam Krishna Krishna. And there he will tell certainly that Nanda Nandan is Supreme Lord.
Yeah.
And he is Rasi. And Dwarkadhis is part of manifestation of Prajnana Nandan. So what form there?
They are going to do service of your Guru.
But when you are in that mood, nothing to do, only to think Radha and Krishna, not to lead Vrindavan, and not to think anything, then you should. But you are going hither and speaking, and actual greed is not there. If there is actual greed, then greed don't think anything, whether it is bad or good or what thing or not. It becomes desperate at all. If wrong, I will do wrong. To fulfill this, that's the greed. It is bad or good, no sense is there. I will have, whether it is good or bad. No shastra, yukti, nothing, anything. That is pure greed. I will do to any sinner anything to extend, but I want to have this. By theft, by dacoity, or by goodwill, or by sadachar. Sadachar or anything, I must. Paribhadat jano jatha tathayam bhaktiyam. He is telling Sabadhananda Saraswati. Or anyone, it has been written in Sikhyamrita. Rupasami Upadesham. Paribhadatu jano jatha tathayam. Anyone is telling anything against me? No harm. If anything, anyone is praising? No harm. They should say what they like, but I want this. This is great. So if great comes, then it can be thought that whether I should go or not, why I am going. But we know that we are not in those state that we should. It will come after so many births. It comes, we will think that it is very, very unfortunate. Greed is something. There is misfortune. Greed is. But very lean and thin. This should be nourished by hearing the pastimes and harikatha of Vaishnavas who has greed. Only experience, kalpana, imagination cannot be that I have greed. Lakshan will tell. Lakshan means something. Something will tell. Cry. I have come. Anything more?
Other can.
No, you have more.
Yeah. You are hungry.
We have met after some week. Yes.
Ages.
You drink water?
No.
Drink salt?
We were just talking about questions that I take for answers. Keep it up.
Have you done your vichar there? Very well.
Better than usual.
Some devotees have taken Harinam or Diksha there. They have adopted. Not anything more. We should try to read the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also. It would be very, very young. And what we do, Bhaji Bhakti, we should do with him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Narottam Thakur has written that those persons who will do Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly and sincerely, they will enter in Arananda. That's it, Ratna Dhani.
Vaidhi Bhakta Ratayani, Thalisanta Ratna Dhani, Ragmarji, Parana Bhavi.
They have given assurance that those who will go Vaidhi Bhakti sincerely, they will have the association of Raghunatha Bhakti by hearing the path and Harikatha. They will enter in Kalam. Our goal is that, but standing and qualification should be also. So there is no hurry for this. We should not have the Sahajiya, Sakhi Bheshi or anything. We have to follow the path according to our Gurudev and Guru Parampara. I think it's too late to say that, should not be hurried for that. It is too late to say that now.
I think Yeah, maybe Maharaj is doing them the cheating.
No.
Not getting it all. There are so many.
He called the gopis and then he told them to go home.
There are so many persons. I can see them, but no.
Now in Raghunath Das Goswami's, no, Rupa Goswami's prayer, he prayed to Subha for the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. He prays to Lalita and Vishaka and Subha instead of Ravi. And but Subal is he has some Madhurya.
You are ready?
He's Priyanarmasaka, so he has some access in that. Now if someone is not in that rut, either Madhurya or Priyanarmasaka, but is associate of Krishna, can a sadhaka pray to him to appeal to Krishna, to give him some bhav of some higher rasa? Or is that considered not appropriate to approach someone who's not in the same rasa that one aspires for?
More clearly,
say, Rupa Goswami has prayed to Subal, but Subal actually has access to them. But say, we visit temples where there may be deities of associates of Krishna, but who are not in that rut. But is it a fact that because they're Krishna's associates, even if they're not in that rut, they could ask Krishna to give that to somebody else?
Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, also Jiji Samini in his book Sankalpa Kalpa Bruma. Vishwanath Chakravarti has also written Sankalpa Kalpa Bruma. They have prayed so many things and prayed to all that you are telling. We can read and do a stall footage of that poem. That Rupa Goswami has written that. Ha Devi Kaku Bharakata Gada Atma Vata Jate Nipakta Guru Dandavat Udhatarati Asya Prasadama Buddhasya Vivasya Gandharvi Ke Tava Gane Gananandi. Most superior and highest Prathana of Radhan. Meena Nikunja Kahare Bhavati Mukunde. Once Rupa Goswami is telling that once Srimati Radhika was hiding in a Vrindavan or Govardhan Kunja. She fled away from Krishna and hid herself in any kunja. Krishna was searching of Radha. Lalita, Vishakha and all were there. they are like this, clapping and enjoying. Sometimes they tell Krishna is there, Srimati Radhika is there. Actually she is there, but Krishna knows that she is not here, so he does not go there. He goes to another room. Then they all are clapping. They know that Srimati Radhika is there. So likewise they are clapping and laughing to see Krishna. At last, Sitra, one of the 8 Sakhi, indicated Krishna that she is hiding in this special thing. Krishna, having faith, he went there. But Radhika is not knowing that actually who had told Krishna that I am here. Roop Manjari was on the gate of that room. She called Roop Manjari and told that, why you get my this sacred place to Krishna? And he become some rooster.
Anger.
He become some angry to Roop Manjari. Roop Manjari at once told Srimati Radhika, praying that why you are so angry upon me? I have not done so. Chitra has done so. So you should be angry with Chitra. Why to me? This is the very highest thinking and has very good service to Srimati Radhika. They want, Roop Manjari also wants that Krishna should meet her. And the Chitra has done good. Roop Manjari also knows. And by doing so, outwardly Srimati Radhika will be anger something. But she will be so much pleased, you know. But yet she is telling that you should not be angry with me. I have not done so. You should have mercy upon me. What should we do with this poem? Should we neglect this poem? Or we should read and chant these things as mantra? What should we do? If we have a little bit of greed for Raganda, we should read and read and read. Daily we should read. And this is called spouse vision. If I have a man like him, he should do all these things as a practice. That a greed may come to me. And when our Sobhagya, fortune will come, that you will be like so and have the mercy of Roop Manjari. Rupa Goswami. So we should read and recite all these things. It is also a kind of work by reciting their poems. Their power and beauty will be very keen. But I am Sakhi, I am going to enter in these. When our Siddha Bhav and Rati, that is in the Ragatmik Jam, Lalita Adishakha, all are Ragatmik associates of and Radhika. We should not be one of them. But we should think and do kirtan for duty of all this. If you are thinking that we are one of them, but you have no Gende bhav, that is in Raganuga Ragatmik Jan. That is Ragini Eun Sambit. The sar, essence of Ragini and Sambit. That is called prem, and it is always in Ragatmik Jan. When it comes as a shadow of prem, that is called Rati Arbhav, then we should do all these things. That I am a gopi. Or what you are, at that time you will know your swarup. But swarup is easy. So before these things, we should not pretend to do all those things. We should try to achieve all these things by the service of our Gurudev, Vaishnava, Sastra, and Sastra.
इतिहास आख्यान के बोलने में
आख्यान आख्यान सुन से हमारे दर्द हिट बोलना है व्हाट इज नोन इन समाधि नो नॉट प्रोटेक्ट यू नो
यस डायरेक्ट प्रोटेक्ट
डायरेक्ट प्रोटेक्ट नो एक आख्यान सिंग दैट ओन आईज It is written, it is
Akshan.
And Samadhi, realized in Samadhi, and what we realize,
just like Bhagavata and Ramayana, Bhagavata and Ramayana.
These are Akshan. And then Quran. Quran has so many qualities. Srimad Bhagavata has 10 qualities. And Quran has 5. And other Qurans have 5. वो आया नहीं तो क्या होगा
वो आ रहा है सिस्टम में
तो कहाँ आ रहा है इतिहास व्हाट हैज
हैपेंड एंड बिफोर
एंड इट इज हिस्टोरिकल फैक्ट इट इज कॉल्ड इतिहास पुराण सो He is telling that it is all things combined. Somewhere, Rupak. Rupak means, you know, son is running after his wife somewhere. Here it is Rupak. Sandhya is the time when son is going to sleep. This is Rupak. No. So, Brihadharma Kaman has been written so many things. Akhyan, Upakhyan, Itihas, Rupa, Rupa. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also written all these things. Everything is there. So, no heart. His Mantra Sarethi. Because he has seen everything in Samadhi, everything that Siddhanta and Krishna Lila Pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all Siddhanta of Bhakti. No? So it is Akhyan. Upakhyan it is also. Some Rupak he has changed the name, but name was real, it may be. So here it is Rupak, but yet it is true. क्या हुआ चलेंगे ना